Where are we giving this medication?
Intramuscular.
The place is Utlitnavet, Bethel's adult workforce training center. The needle is a 23-gauge, the dosage 2.5 milliliters of morphine, and the target...
So imagine this is an entire butt cheek.
Bethel Regional High School junior Hunter Dole raises his needle. The morphine is actually saline solution, and the butt cheek a slab of rubber.
You're going to feel a slight pinch.
We'll put one, two, three, and then in.
At a 90-degree angle.
90-degree angle.
His instructors are University of Alaska Anchorage nursing students who are studying in Bethel. Hunter Dole hopes to one day do this work for real.
I never would have thought I'd ever inject something into someone until now, where it just became reasonably more visible in my future.
And that's the point of this RAND camp. To give high schoolers the hands-on experience they need to see themselves as nurses and to offer them the tools and guidance to get there.
So which side is your heart on or mostly on?
At another table, a group is learning how to check for a pulse.
Always, always best to listen for a whole minute.
Each student unwraps a stethoscope to keep. One writes on hers, Dr. Paul.
My name is Bria Paul from Kwikilingak, Alaska, just down the coast.
Paul is a high school junior. She wants to go into medicine to help people in villages like hers that are far from hospitals. She made the decision when she was 10 years old.
My grandpa was very, very sick, and he was stuck in the village, and the weather was so bad, and the planes couldn't go there.
For Tuntutuliak High School junior Katia John, helping her grandmother and then her mom through their cancers drew her to nursing.
I like taking care of her because I had more time with her, and it felt good helping someone else.
Both John and Paul want to provide their nursing care in UPIC.
So one of the most beautiful things about teaching in Bethel is when we get students who are fully UPIC speaking or even partially UPIC speaking.
Rochelle White teaches nursing in Bethel with the University of Alaska Anchorage. She says having a UPIC speaker giving care makes a big difference, especially with elders.
There's just such a change in the demeanor of the patient. I mean, the patient who seems a little scared and quiet or whatever, all of a sudden lights up and they just begin to speak UPIC back and forth with each other, and it's a beautiful thing.
What size gloves do you wear?
Small.
Okay.
White's eight nursing students stand out in their green scrubs as they instruct the high schoolers. Melody Hoffman is one of the nursing students. She grew up in Bethel and is in her second semester of the program.
When I graduated high school, I knew I wanted to be a nurse. But I was kind of lost. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know exactly what classes to take.
That was 10 years ago. Hoffman says if she had gone to a camp like this and gotten connected to RAN earlier, things could have been easier.
Then I would have been a nurse years ago, probably.
RAN provides support, tutoring, and scholarships. Three seniors who attended the camp are already heading to University of Alaska Anchorage in the fall as nursing pre-majors. Matthew Hunter from Bethel Regional High School is ready to go.
As I was younger, my mom was going to nursing school, and you know, I wanted to follow through her footsteps, and when she told me she couldn't finish, you know, that's going to motivate me through the way.
And RAN will be there to help. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.